right. Good morning.
All right.
Yeah, it. Hit it. Hit it.
Oh, yeah. A heart attack over there. You holding your chest?
Hit it at it.
Here comes the big one.
No, false alarm. I'm okay. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Thanks for hanging out. We got to keep things moving here because, of course, we're running behind because Hunter's been a real chatty Cathy this morning.
No, you're the one talking all the time.
It is time for... See, you're talking right now. Good God. It's time for your dumb vocabulary, you jerk.
I know you have, but I'm mine. Smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
Of course, as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Medleaf Provisioning Center in Hartford. Can you feel better? Yes, you can.
Abyss.
Cannabis. Mm-hmm. Weed, you get it? Weed.
Get some for the weekend, you know?
Your dumb vocabulary for today. Bitch hitch.
Oh, I know what that is.
Bitch hitch.
The bitch hitch. It's a belly button ring, right?
That's absolutely right. I love it. It's just such a good term for it.
Showtime, baby.
Example, you know a chick is easy if she's got a bitch hitch.
You know? Is a belly button ring still a thing?
I don't think it is. I think that died off like mid-2000s. I'm sure there's still people getting it, but I can't remember the last chick I've seen with a belly button ring other than you.
I know my wife had one.
She did?
And she still has like the, you know, like the holes.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I don't know if she puts it in still, and that's why she still has that. She probably does.
Tell her to throw that thing in, man. Those bitch hitches are hot, dude. Yeah. That's right.
Yank her around with
that's
it.
Right. Yeah. Hey,
it's kind of dangerous. Do you get that snag on your shirt a lot?
That's the thing, is anything that hangs. See, I had my nipple pierced, all right? My left nipple was pierced for many, many years. And I did I did it because I was goaded into it by a guy at a tattoo shop.
No, you wanted it. Shut up.
No, I wanted to be like Farmer Fran from The Waterboy. That's what I wanted. Disciotto! No, honestly, my buddy went to go get his tongue pierced. This was in college, and the guy was like, "You get anything pierced?" And I was like, "Nah, I don't think."
Why did he get his tongue pierced?
I don't know.
What's he do?
That was a thing, man. That was a thing. But getting piercings. This was early 2000s. It was still big, you know.
What's he doing with that tongue?
Superman tattoos and tramp stamps were still a deal. Okay. but yeah, so he got that, and so the guy was like, "Oh, you get anything pierced?" I said, "No." He's like, "Oh, what, are you afraid it's gonna hurt?" And I'm like, "All right, no, fine, do it, do my nipple." And it was the worst pain I ever felt in my entire life.
Dude,
and not to mention the times I got it snagged on things like blankets or fences or it's shirts. Oh. Let me tell you what though, when your mom twists it, it's great.
Oh, shut up! You know what? Shut up. You have fun explaining to Jesus, explaining all those tattoos and nipple rings and
dude,
bad choices you made throughout your life.
If you don't think spring break Jesus doesn't have a nipple pierced, all right, you're dreaming, buddy.
But you know what? He takes it out after spring break because he's got to go back to work.
He's got to go back to work? No. Spring break Jesus has a tribal armband barbed wire tattoo, okay?
No, henna tattoo because he has got to take it off.
He's got his nipples pierced, all right? He's got frosted tips, puka shell necklace. You know that's how he's partying, man. Come on now.
Jesus looks a little weird.
Yeah,
he's having too much fun.
And I believe Mother Mary had her had a bitch hitch, too. That's
did she?
Tramp
stamp.
I'm going right to hell. Yeah.
You're going to burn.
If you don't think the Virgin Mary didn't have a tramp stamp.
Is she wearing a tube top?
Oh, God.
Hey, it is early 2000s.
Virgin my ass, man. All right. This is actually the worst. This is the worst I've ever gone. This is terrible.
We better leave here. You better go pray.
Me too. Let's take a break. I need to chug some holy water or something. All right. That's your dumb vocabulary. We'll be back.